USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A final vote on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan could come as soon as Tuesday, with the measure expected to be sent to President Biden's desk. He says he plans on signing it as soon as he receives it, but some disagree that it's the solution to the problems brought by the pandemic. Senator Tim Scott calls the bill a progressive payment plan. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News the bill provides states that don't need it with a bailout.
California, that is predicted to have a $19 billion surplus, gets $40 billion out of the fund of $350 billion set aside for states who need help. If you don't need help, you shouldn't get it. And why is the taxpayer, or why are all taxpayers, funding and subsidizing blue states that have surpluses?
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This February was one of the coldest in decades, according to a new report. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The United States is recording its coldest February temperatures in more than 30 years. A report from NOAA shows last month saw the lowest February temperatures the nation had since 1989. This February ranked among the top 10 coldest Februarys recorded in Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The weather was especially brutal in Texas, where dozens of people died from extreme cold, snow, and ice. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Wyoming has become the latest state to remove its mask mandate and restrictions on businesses. Governor Mark Gordon announced Monday that restaurants, bars, gyms, and theaters will be allowed to resume normal operations starting March 16th, citing falling numbers of new COVID cases and hospitalizations. Gordon did encourage residents to continue to wear masks and take their own precautions, but said that the state would no longer mandate them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Officials from communities along the border have expressed their concerns to the Biden administration over the release of migrants into their areas. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols says he told officials that cities like his don't have the infrastructure to take on an influx of migrants. He tells Fox News that he's also concerned about the possibility of COVID-infected migrants being released into his city.
We don't have a very robust nonprofit structure that deals with migrants coming through because it's not a very regular activity for us. And we're a smaller community. So one of my main concerns was we need to make sure that DHS, if they have to release, is releasing in communities that can handle that kind of load. So larger communities that have those resources. And then on the COVID side, it says we don't understand or we don't know what the level of infection rate is of those coming in our community. And while we're trying to manage regular border traffic, which we do a lot of here, we've got a very robust economy with Mexico, but we're trying to control that on the legal side so that we limit exposure. But on the illegal side, we then have this release into our communities that's not really being managed.
And the Dallas Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott have reached an agreement on a contract extension. ESPN reporting Prescott's extension is a 4-year deal worth $160 million, with $126 million of that guaranteed. It also includes an NFL record $66 million signing bonus. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.